As I went a-walking one morning in June, to view the fair fields and the meadows in bloom, I espied a young damsel, she appeared like a queen, in her costly fine robes and her mantle of green. I stood in amazement, I was struck with surprise, for I thought her an angel that fell from the skies. Her eyes shone like diamonds, her cheeks like the rose. She was one of the fairest that nature composed. I said, "Pretty fair maid, will you come with me? We will both join in wedlock, and married we'll be. I'll dress you in rich vesture, you'll appear like a queen, in your costly fine robes and your mantle of green." She answered me, "Young man, you must me excuse, for I'll wed with no one, and I can but refuse. Through the green woods I'll wander, and shun all men's view, since the land that I loved fell at famed Waterloo. Now, since you will not marry, tell me your love's name, for I fought in that battle, and I might know the same. Draw near to my garment, and there 'twill be seen, his name all embroidered on my mantle of green. And in raising our garment, I there did behold his name and his surname in letters of gold. Young Willie O'Reilly appeared in my view. He was my chief comrade at famed Waterloo. Well, your true love and I fought where bullets did fly, but on that far field of battle your true love does lie. We fought for 3 days till the fourth afternoon, when he received his death summons on the 18th of June. And as he lay dying, these words he did cry, 'If you were here, lovely Nancy, contented I'd die.' As I told her this story, in anguish she flew, and the more that I told her, the paler she grew. Then I smiled on my Nancy, saying, 'Twas I broke your heart in your father's garden that day we did part. And this is the truth unto you I declare. Here is your love token, the gold ring I wear. Now this couple have married, I heard people say, that great and nobles attended on their wedding day. He has dressed her in silk, she appeared like a queen, in her costly fine robes and her mantle of green.